Steve Delabar, who joins us on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. So, Steve, what do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about today? Is there anything that's happened today that you feel is on the forefront of your mind that you would like to discuss on the show tonight?
I'm assuming it's the recent acquisitions of a few players we got.
Oh, well, you know what? Let me just look in our files and see if anything has come across our... Yeah, there it is. Well, today... Melky Cabrera signing with your Toronto Blue Jays, and that's after making a big 12-player trade with Miami. I mean, is your head spinning or what after the week that has been?
Actually, I gotta tell you, I had several people call me and ask, hey, what's going on? And to tell you the truth, I had no idea what was going on. My wife just gave birth to our first baby.
Ah, congratulations.
Thank you, when all this was going on. So I had no idea. I mean, it was kind of in the back of my... You know, that was like second on the list as far as what was going on. But as soon as I got wind of what was going on, I read everything and looked it all up, and I was pretty excited about what's about to happen.
Sure. Boy or girl, what'd you have?
I had a girl.
Oh, what's the name?
Adley Grace.
Aw, that's nice. I love it. And when did this happen?
The 12th.
12th?
Yeah, it was Monday. And then she came in the afternoon.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations. And
thank you so much.
I'm very excited that at some point you are going to get sleep. I hope that is going to happen for you.
I'm doing a little better now as the week's going, but it's a process, and I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with it.
So. Well, given how busy you obviously are this week, I can't thank you enough for spending just a few minutes to talk to us tonight, Steve. So, obviously, you know, we talk about Melky Cabrera, who was suspended with the Giants last season for using PEDs. How do you welcome a new player into a clubhouse after something like that? Like, Steve, the first time you see him, do you guys talk about it? Like, what do you do?
What's done is done, and everybody learns from things that happened in the past. So you just focus on the future and don't worry so much about the past, because that's already happened and mistakes are made and you get over it and you just look toward the future and move on.
Ever been through that kind of an experience before? Not necessarily saying you know, being on PEDs or something, but I mean, like a teammate were elephant in the room, got to talk about this with the teammate, something like that. Ever been like this, through something like this before?
Everybody's been through something or been around somebody that's had something go on. So when it happens, the worst thing that you can do is be quiet about anything and just kind of like, oh, there's that guy, and you're standing in the corner and you just stare.
Yeah.
So you go up and you approach the person and you just say, hey, how's it going? You welcome them with open arms and just move forward.
Mm-hmm. Now, your reaction to the Marlins deal earlier this week, I mean, how did you find out? Because did Ricky Romero text you? It seems like... He texted everybody. Every time somebody says, yeah, how I found out, well, Ricky Romero texted me. Is the same thing happen to you?
No. I had a couple friends just text me and saying, hey, you guys got a bunch of players. And I'm like, well, I don't, like I said, I was at the hospital. I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
It was one of those things. I was like, hey, this is sweet.
Yeah. Adding pitchers like Josh Johnson and Mark Burley to the rotation, that should help you guys in the bullpen.
Absolutely. Guys that can go deep in the game, it always makes it easier on the bullpen. So to add some quality veterans like you said, it's pending, but to add quality arms like that is always a plus.
Short big league career so far for you, Steve. This has to be the best team on paper that you've been on. I bet you can't wait for spring training to start.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of writings, and they say Toronto fans can't wait, and they wish spring training would start tomorrow. But now there's a whole process of shutting it down and getting built back up in order to be the best we can be when the season rolls around.
So, Steve, you joined the Blue Jays midway through last season, and here in Toronto we've been waiting a long time. Beyond the Blue Jays, we've been waiting a long time for a playoff team for some kind of success. And this past week has really been – kind of a very different week here in Toronto, where we're kind of thumping our chests a little bit, you know, walking a little more proudly, more confidence. It's been a really fun week to be here in Toronto, to experience this kind of a buzz. In your short time here in Toronto and in being with the Toronto Blue Jays, do you kind of get that? Like, do you understand how there is a sense of urgency in this city to win?
Absolutely. I've got a few friends from Toronto, and they're always telling me about the media and stuff like that, about how, you know, they got a taste of it back in the early 90s, and it's kind of been a while before, you know, the team's been put together enough to compete for a title. So I'm sure everybody's walking around, like you said, with an extra pep in their step and just moving a little better.
Steve Delabar with us on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Jeff Sammet. Well, the managerial search continues. Steve, is there anyone you're rooting for? Is there a name that has cropped up and you said, oh, that would be good?
I'm sure whoever they go with, it's going to be the right choice. I've seen a bunch of names go through, and a lot of the guys played in the big league. So watching them growing up, you see them automatically, and the name catches your eye, and you're like, ooh. So all the guys that they're up for hiring, I think any one of them will do the job they need to do.
Do you think, given the roster as it is now, with the names that have been added to this roster, and as we talked about, Steve, the urgency to win here in Toronto and with the Blue Jays organization, do you feel that experience is an absolute must, like managerial experience at the major league level is an absolute must?
I guess preferably you'd like to have a guy that's been there, and so when it comes to making moves or whatever, there's no panic, or, you know, they've done it before. So, yes, you want to have an experienced guy, but at the same time, who knows if a guy that has, like Ventura and Matheny, who came in last year and had no major league experience and did as well as they did. So you never know. You can always get a young guy that can succeed, and it's all about a lot of it has to do with the players that you have on the field and everybody working together, and you know, just the guy up top making the moves and making it right.
Mm-hmm. You have the distinction of being the first pitcher in Major League history to strike out four batters in an extra inning. It must feel great to be in the record books.
It's, you know, he keeps getting brought up, and I even said at the time, I said, it's one of those stats that it'll be overlooked, and it'll kind of be, you know, just kind of wash away. But I see a lot of people back home, they're like, hey, congrats on your record. I'm like, thanks. and it's brought up a lot, but it's definitely an honor to have a weird record like that, but to have my name in the books as being the first guy, that's pretty cool.
I have a feel you are going to regale your new daughter with that story many, many, many times throughout the next bunch of years.
We'll see.
So you didn't play pro in 2010. You worked as a substitute teacher in your hometown that year. Now that you've had time maybe to kind of slow things down a little bit, I mean, maybe not, you know, in this past week or so, but you've had time to slow things down with the season being over and assess your situation. It must really amaze you to see how far you have come, like the ups and downs in your career, and to find yourself where you are right now.
Definitely. It's been, I'd say, a slow but awesome journey, and I probably wouldn't change anything the way it's been. Because, you know, and going back, even in 2010, there was a possibility that I might not ever play again because I was coming back from a broken elbow, but I told my wife, I said, I might not ever play again, but I'll never ever retire. I'll never give myself that title of retiring because there might, you know, I still got that window of opportunity, so I want to jump through it if I can. And opportunity came up, and I dove through it.
yeah, absolutely. And it's you know, the journey has made you who you are right now. So how many diapers have you changed this week?
I don't even know.
are you good at it? Have you found yourself to be good at it? Because I hadn't changed a diaper in a really long time, up until maybe about a month ago. I was babysitting my nephew, and I put the diaper on backwards. It was kind of embarrassing, and it was really messy afterwards. It was terrible.
Oh man.
Yeah.
No, I've gotten pretty good at it. Once you change so many, you just kind of, it's like second nature. You just do it.
Yeah, it's just what you do. Well, Steve Delabar, good luck with the coming season, and obviously everyone here in Toronto is excited about the 2013 Blue Jays, as you are, and glad you're a part of them. Congratulations once again on being a new father, and thanks for joining us tonight, Steve. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Jeff.